This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. Please join us for a word of prayer.
We will bow. Father God, we come to you with bowed heads, closed eyes, and open and humble hearts, taking a moment to individually and collectively say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Watching over us last night, giving us peaceful rest, and speaking one word on this day.
Yes.
Seeing another day that we never promised us, one we've never seen before, one we'll never see again. Father God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For being on time, God, we say thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. For being a holy God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For being a mighty God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For many times we come short of your glory, O God, but you show your grace and mercy over and over again, Father God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can have 10,000 tongues, Father God.
Yes.
We still couldn't say thank you enough.
Oh,
but we pray for this moment on this day, Lord God, that when we lift your name up and say thank you, continue to watch over them and keep over them individually and collectively. And all the blessings that you continue. your son,
yes,
our Lord,
yes,
Jesus Christ, that walked on the best Jewish earth and shed his blood for us all, Father God,
yes,
so we can have life.
Yes.
Not more having more money. But that, Father God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, as we look on this world, we see troubles. We see trying situations, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
We ask you to continue to wrap your loving arms around us. Give us the code of compassion.
Yes.
And just so we can love one another.
Yes.
As you have loved us, oh God. Father God, we ask a special blessing for that, for the family who lost that young man to the senseless drive-by shooting.
Oh,
Lord God. Father God, touch our hearts, touch
right
our
now,
minds,
right
touch
now.
Our souls, oh God, so we can love you, love one another, remove that spirit of evil within us, oh God. My time is upon us, God, but your word says the same as the song says, you reign forever,
yeah,
forevermore. Your reign stands tall yesterday, today, and forever. For that, Father God, we say thank you.
Thank you,
Father God, we ask you a special blessing on our pastor this morning. Cover her, Father God, for the crown of ages. With the words that you have given her. And as we ask you a special blessing for our pastor, Lord, we ask you a special blessing for those who are insane and poor but throughout the world, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we need to hear your word right now,
yes,
God. And let people know, touch their hearts.
Yes.
Stir up the gift in them, oh God. Yes. And let them know that no matter what circumstances go around us, that your word still stands tall.
Yes.
It reigns. Yesterday, today,
we serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
The Bible says, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now let's join Pastor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
You know that we're continuing our theme, striving for perfection, fulfilling God's mandate. So we're going to read that theme verse, just two, Philippians 3, and then we're going to go to Mark 10. Philippians 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And our gospel reading for today comes from Mark, the 10th chapter. Mark the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 46. 46 through 52, we're gonna hear the story of a man who was offering God total praise. The story of a man who knew what the source of his strength was. Mark 10, beginning at verse 46. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples together were with a large crowd, they were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Our subject for today, we walk by faith, we serve by sight. Pray with me. Awesome God, we thank you for the gift of this beautiful day. Another day for us, for everything that has breath, to praise your name, oh God. We thank you for the privilege to worship you, to lift up your name as holy, to cry out to you for healing, oh God. And we thank you now for bringing us to this preaching moment, oh God. Would you use this moment to show us how you would have us to live as your children in this world? Would you use this moment as a word of healing, a word of refreshing, a word of restoration for someone who's crying in their heart, "Son of David, have mercy on me." God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart gathered here is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's another one of those verses that everyone just knows, right? You don't have to be super churchy, super faithful to know that one. You don't have to have walked very far in your faith even. You don't have to have 20/20 vision in the things of God. Most folks just know that one. Raised in the church, raised in the streets, we just have heard it. We walk by faith and not by sight. It encourages us in especially dark times when we can't see very far. Seasons like pandemics or grief or a long illness. A recurring illness, seasons like depression. One morning this week, I woke and there was an alert on my phone warning me of foggy conditions and low visibility outside. I wonder if anyone has ever had some foggy life conditions. Have you ever had seasons of low visibility in your life? Have you ever been trying to figure out if you chose the right major in school or chose the right career path, accepted the right job? Have you ever had trouble seeing where a relationship was going or not going? Have you ever wondered, struggled to see how your life choices, for better or for worse, but especially the worse, how those choices were going to work together for good in your life? Warning, there will be fog on our faith walk. There will be points when we can't see a thing, but we must keep moving. So we walk by faith and not by sight. And as we plant our little seeds of faith, visibility can get real low. There are days when the whole world seems to fall in on us, where the dirt of the world covers our little seed, covers us. We can't see where the water is going when we nourish a thing planted in the ground, right? We can't see the little underground growth that's happening, the roots that are getting stronger. Even if we could see all that, it just might keep us motivated when we're weary in well-doing, when we're tired of waiting on the harvest. If we could see everything, we wouldn't need to walk by faith. But let me rephrase that. If we could see everything the way God sees, Because sometimes we have a little sight. It's just not in alignment with the Lord's. Sometimes we can see, just not perfectly. As blind Bartimaeus calls out to Jesus in this text, I can't help but think that he had heard about the healing that the man had received in Mark 8. That man that Jesus mixed up a little messy miracle for. Little bit of spit, little bit of dirt, little bit of time. Amen. Time, because when Jesus first put all that mess over his eyes, he said, "What do you see?" And the man answered, "I see men walking around who look like trees." He could see, but not quite what God could see. Not quite what Christ needed him to see. The healing of blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10 is the last thing Jesus does before he enters Jerusalem and heads toward the cross. Some say that this restoration of sight symbolizes the truth that Christ has the power and the desire to heal the spiritual sight of the disciples. That includes us too. So this is our sign that Jesus wants to give us new vision, new life even. Friends, I wonder if we clearly see God's vision for our own lives. And if we do, are we living it? I wonder what vision God has shown you for the church, for the surrounding community even. At the Fall Festival yesterday, I was in conversation with a church member and a guest that she had invited to the festival. And after I started talking with someone else, I could still hear part of their conversation. And so I heard the member saying, "We're all like a family here. Everyone in this church is a family." That's the vision God gave her. Amen. Amen. What is the vision God has given you for this church? I know what God has shown me, but the truth of the matter is the work of the church is not just what the pastor sees. Amen. It's not just what God is saying to the pastor, but where we find our vision is where God's talking to you and God's talking to me and God's talking to people outside those doors, and all those three things intersect. And it's in that little space, because some things that God gives to me for me are not for you. And some things that God gives to you are not necessarily for the church. And some stuff that the community will want from us, we're unable to do. But there is a place where all of that meets up, what God has said to you and to me and to them. And that, friends, is where we find our vision, our purpose, our spiritual sight. What is the vision God has given you? And equally as important, who are you sharing that vision with? Because we're all created with a purpose to fulfill God's vision. A few weeks ago, we explored Esther, right? Her purpose, her life was tied to the liberation of her people. And so is yours. And so is mine. And so is yours. How is God using your life to help the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? When it's all said and done, what will God say that you said or did that helped bring the kingdom, that helped achieve the Lord's vision? Proverbs 29 and 18 says it this way: without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision, the people perish. In other words, we die if we don't know who we are in Christ. We die. The church dies if we don't know what the vision is, how God would have us to live in this world. And so Jesus calls blind Bartimaeus to him. And as he does, I can hear the Lord calling out to us saying, "You walk by faith, but you serve by sight." It's true. You walk by faith. You won't be able to see every step along the way. Sometimes you won't be able to anticipate the curves coming in the road. We walk by faith. Sometimes you'll think you should have already made it to the destination, so you walk by faith. But you can press on and keep on because you walk by faith and not by sight. That's true. That's the good news. The good news is we can keep moving in the direction God would have us to go without having all the details, amen? But vision, our spiritual sight is what gives us direction in the first place. We walk by faith, we serve by sight. We serve according to the vision that God has given us to be a church where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is Lord. We serve according to the vision that we are a family church. We serve according to the vision that God gave all of us to be mission-minded, to be community-focused when he said, go ye therefore into all the world, preaching and teaching in my name, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we walk by faith, not by sight, but our service takes some sight, y'all. It takes some insight. Serving takes vision. So what is God showing you about who you're called to be as a disciple? What is God showing you about who we're called to be as a church, who we are called to serve in this world? Friends, if your answer is, I don't know, Pastor, I thought that was your job. If that's your answer, then today is a good day for you to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me. I want to see. Blind Bartimaeus is calling, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then in the very next chapter, as Jesus enters Jerusalem, the people are crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Save now. I wonder in the gospel, according to your life, what are you crying out today? What do you need from the Savior today? Habakkuk, the second chapter, reminds us to what? To write the vision and make it plain so that the one who reads it can run with it, especially if you're the one reading it. Write the vision and make it plain. Friends, when we receive sight from the Lord, insight from the Lord, are we ready to run with it? I am. God has given me a vision for this church, this community, this property even, amen. And I'm ready to run. I hope you are too. Ready to run on, ready to press on toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Amen. Pressing is gonna look different for everybody. For blind Bartimaeus, pressing simply meant to continue to seek God when he felt ignored. It simply meant to keep crying out when the disciples said, you bothering him. You troubling him. Everyone won't understand your praise. Even disciples don't get it sometimes. Everybody won't support your constant petitions before the Lord. And still, without a soul on your side, you can press on. Amen. Even with no one in your corner, you can keep striving for perfection. Keep striving to fulfill God's divine mandate. And just as winners are called forward at the end of a race to receive a prize, blind Bartimaeus was called by Jesus. The Jesus who he thought had his earbuds turned up too loud to actually hear him. The Jesus he thought passed him by. When that Christ called for him, the same disciples who had shut him down were sent to lift him up. Those same disciples were sent to lift him up. They said, cheer up, be encouraged. He's calling you. Friends, at the end of his race, at the end of his fight to be healed, blind Bartimaeus was called forward to receive his prize of sight, his gift of sight. I need you to know that sometimes winning the race is as simple as a prayer being answered this day. Sometimes winning the race requires us to continually turn our face toward Christ. Sometimes winning the race means to keep crying out to God until God hears you. Or 2 Chronicles tells us this way, until God hears from heaven and heals the land. And heals the land. God said it a similar way in Exodus. I've seen what's going on. I've heard the cry of my people. So I'm sending you, Moses. Friends, if you've been crying out like the children of Israel, like a blind Bartimaeus, I believe the Lord is sending a Moses your way this week. I think you just might encounter your Esther this week. Disciples are coming even to lift you to your feet. That's good news. And another good thing is that each of us are called to be those kinds of disciples. We're called to be Moses and Mordecai for someone. We're called to be Esther for somebody today, to even be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ for someone this day. But we know that the blind can't lead the blind. Amen. So we have to make sure that our spiritual sight is on point. Science tells us that eating carrots can be healthy for our eyes, right? Science also suggests that too much bright light, even sun rays, can be damaging. So go ahead, put on some sunglasses to protect your eyes. We take great effort to protect our physical sight. I wonder if we worry that much, work that hard for our spiritual sight. You know that our father lost his vision in one eye. When you would see him worship with us, you would see him on his walker, but you would see him maybe holding closely to someone else as well. So he lost full vision in one eye and then had limited vision in the other. We worked hard to make that first eye healthy. We experimented a lot medically. Medicine, injections, freezing treatments, surgery. We did everything we could, and still he lost sight. But that second eye, we protected. We protected. Every time they ask if we wanted to try a thing, we do not. We declined everything that didn't work the first time. We even declined things that worked the first time but caused him too much pain. And eventually, he learned in the physical realm to do what he had already been doing in the spiritual realm, to walk by faith and not by sight. Friends, someone among us has suffered enough to know how to protect their spiritual sight. I believe someone in the room has been through enough today to know how to make better choices to protect the vision, the purpose, the insight that God has given you. Someone else knows that Jesus Christ is our only hope. And so they're crying out, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. They're crying, Son of David, have mercy on me. Friends, keep crying out because your Esther, your Mordecai, your Moses is on the way. Keep crying out because our Jesus is on the way. Christ is passing by today. And I really don't want to think about what's coming for those who are not calling on the name of Jesus. Those who are suffering in silence, those who are bearing the full weight of their burdens alone, those who are carrying a pain that Christ called them to lay down. Friends, there are blessings with your name on it too. There's relief and restoration for you too. But you've got to open your mouth and say something, as we often sing. You've got to open your mind to what the blessing could be and who the person delivering the blessing will be. You've got to open your heart to receive. We have to throw off our cloak like blind Bartimaeus did. Take off the covering, the trapping, the front, the face, the pretension, whatever it is that's standing between you and your blessing. We've got to throw off our cloak and run to Christ. Yes, God sees all and knows all. Yes, Jesus knew Bartimaeus was in need just from his posture, just from his position sitting on the road, begging at the road. He knew he needed something, and he probably knew exactly what he needed, but he still asked him, verse 51, what do you want me to do for you? Can you hear him today asking those who are tired and weary, what do you want me to do for you? Those who are depressed and anxious, what do you want me to do for you? Can you hear him asking those who are lonely and afraid, struggling to make new friends in a new school, what do you want? Can you hear him asking those who are poor in spirit and poor in cash, what do you want me to do for you? Can you hear him asking the abused and oppressed, the frustrated and stressed, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Son of David, have mercy on us. Son of David, have mercy on us. We're crying, Savior, Savior, do not pass us by. Son of David, restore our sight. We want to see us the way you see us, as beloved children of God, as your servants and your leaders. Son of David, lift us up, because some of us are sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Lift us up, because some of us are sinking under the weight of this world. Help us to our feet, Lord, so that we might follow after you like blind Bartimaeus. Son of David, have mercy on us. We want to see so that we may serve. We walk by faith. We serve by sight. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.